And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 3rd of December, 2012. It was on this date, 1960, the musical by Lerner and Lowe, Camelot, opened on Broadway with the song at the end of the show, "Don't let it be forgot that once there was a spot for one brief shining moment that was known as Camelot." It's the birthday of Joseph Conrad, born in Poland in the town of Berdyshev, which is now Ukraine, 1857. Joined the merchant navy, sailed all around the world, and from it he gained the experience that went into his novels and stories, the best known of which, Heart of Darkness, 1899. English riverboat captain in the Congo, sent to retrieve an ivory trader, Mr. Kurtz, who has been living as a demigod among the African natives. Francis Ford Coppola used it as an outline for his story in his film Apocalypse Now. It was on this date, 1919, the Quebec Bridge over the St. Lawrence River was finally opened to traffic. They started building it in 1904, but engineers had made a mistake, and it weighed much more than they thought it did. An enormous bridge, cantilever bridge, 1,800-foot single span, 150 feet above the St. Lawrence. 3 years after they started building it, it collapsed. 75 workers died in 1907. They resumed construction in 1913. 3 years later, the bridge collapsed again. 13 workers were killed. Finally opened to public traffic on this date in 1919. Still the world's longest cantilever bridge. And it's the birthday of the social reformer Octavia Hill, born in Cambridgeshire, England, 1838. When she was 26, she established a low-income housing project in London, where she offered music classes to the poor. She believed in the importance of open space in the city, which, she said, enables the Londoner to rise above the smoke and to see the sun setting in its glory. Here's a poem for today by Leanne Ellison Norman, entitled Tree. Today they are cutting down the old maple in the backyard. A crew of three men, one on a machine with a long neck that raises him into high branches, one who has dismantled a part of the fence that hugs the tree, one wearing spikes, his chainsaw and other tools hooked to his belt. High up, cutting thick branches among dense leaves, working back towards the scarred and damaged trunk. The old maple has blushed faint green in spring, glowed gold in fall, spun lace in winter, runway and airport for squirrels, birds, an owl 1 year, a pair of woodpeckers who nested, laid eggs, a starling killed the chicks. But it's older than we are old and might come crashing down. It's being dismantled the way age dismantles, higher branches cut first, then pruned back until we can see from the sliced raw trunk 12 feet across an account of age. At dinner time, three squirrels, tentative, peer over the fresh stump, perplexed that their whole world has vanished. A poem by Leanne Ellison Norman, Tree, from her collection Breathing the West, Great Basin Poems, published by Bottom Dog Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Reputation.com, a service for managing businesses' online image by working to improve how they look in search engines and review sites, Reputation.com. And by Allianz. Allianz has been providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the United States since 1896. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.